Mina Takahashi is a local farmer, and she explained why the group was formed.
In June of 2012, there was a leak that came out of Cuomo's office that they would pay attention to the wishes of each municipality, and they wouldn't, you know, if a town said that they didn't want to proceed with hydrofracking in their town, then they wouldn't issue permits in those towns. And that was really what got a lot of these small towns who previously would have thought possibly that there was nothing that they could really do about it. They thought it was all in the state's hands. I mean, a lot of the municipalities, a lot of the municipal boards also said, oh, this is all in state hands, and so we really have no control over this. And so a lot of us kind of just stayed quiet and sort of hoped that the state would come to its senses, and prompted a lot of communities to form citizen groups and to petition town residents to see how the residents did feel about it and present those opinions to the town boards. And
I asked Trella Smith whether people should expect fracking to create jobs and improve the economy.
For the most part, those jobs are transient. They come in and they leave. You know, the unemployment rate in Pennsylvania has risen in the past year, and they can link that directly, they think, to the fact that the well rigs moved. A lot of them moved from western Pennsylvania into Ohio because there was wet gas in Ohio. Right?
Stephen Ellsworth points out his concern about his neighbor allowing fracking.
I have a neighbor who wants to see the, he wants a well on his property, and there's an application for a permit, which is 1.2 miles from me through the woods, straight line, and which means it could probably reach me on a horizontal frack line. Well, and he's still my friend, but I'm trying to persuade him that it's not the thing to do because of our water.
So this is really a key problem.
Yeah, it's a very key problem, and right now I'm trying to grow hops, but I don't think we can have farming and fracking work together because of all the problems with the pollution and chemicals spilling and accidents happening. And
the Concerned Friends of Oxford are planning to continue these demonstrations and to try to convince local boards to ban fracking or enact moratoriums.